the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
So you get that text that the date's happening and you're so excited, and then you're waiting for the next one saying the date was great, and they don't.
Nope, doesn't come.
You back. They don't answer your phone call, and that is why we do Blown Off, to find out why. If you're in that situation, let us know. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Kevin, you are in this situation right now.
Yes. Same group of friends. You know, we're friends, but, you know, not super close. And I finally got the courage to ask her out.
Oh.
And I know that she likes, like, spa stuff. So I thought maybe we could do, like a couple's facial or something like that. And honestly, it was pretty relaxing.
Okay. That, you know what? I give you props for going outside of the box on a first date. I've never even heard of doing something like that. So good for you.
Yeah. I think it was a great date. You know, it was relaxing and, you know, definitely outside of my comfort zone. But at the end of the day, it was a blast.
Did she seem to enjoy it? Because I'm wondering if I'm just trying to think of reasons why she possibly hasn't called you back, that maybe she was like, oh my gosh, like, why is this guy taking me to get a facial?
But
like,
then
is
why
he trying
would she
to
have not said that before the date?
I mean, I feel like if you're on the date, you're not going to be like, I'm having a bad time, and you don't want to shoot him down. So you're like, you know what? I'll just go on the date and see what happens. And then maybe she just wasn't into getting facials.
No, she was totally digging it. And, you know, my buddy said the same thing, but I said, you know, I've got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And I really thought something was there, and, you know, 2 weeks go by and there's nothing. Ugh. And I'm baffled.
That's so frustrating. Well, Kevin, let's do this. We're going to try to get Amy on the phone to find out why she hadn't called you back. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in, a week later returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for 2 or 3 nights. Then I put it on pause until the moment was right. I went away 4 months until our paths crossed again. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m. Baby, if you wanted me, then you should have just said she's singing. Don't lie when my love, that heart is so cold. Only wanna see her. We drink away the days with a takeaway pizza. Before, a text message was the only way to reach her. Now she's staying at my place and loves the way I treat her. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature. And never wants to sleep, I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we make money the same way. 4 cities, 2 planes the same day. And those shows have never been what it's about. But maybe we'll go together and just figure it out. I'd rather put on a film with you and sit on the couch. But we should get on a plane or we'll be missing it now. Wish I'd have written it down the way that things played out. When she was kissing him, how I was confused about. Now she should figure it out while I'm sat here singing. Don't lie when my love, that heart is so cold. All over my own, I don't wanna know that, babe. She knows what for. She was crying on my shoulder. I already told you, trust and respect is what we do this for. I never intended to be next, but you didn't need to take him to bed, that's all. And I never saw him as a threat until you disappeared with him to have sex, of course. It's not like we were both on tour. We were staying at the same hotel floor. And I wasn't looking for a promise or commitment, but it was never just fun and I thought you were different. This is not the way you realize what you wanted. It's a bit too much too late if I'm honest. And all this time, God knows I'm singing. Don't lie when my love, that heart is so cold. All over my own, I don't wanna know that, babe. Take aim and reload. I don't want.
They don't care when I love. That heart is so cold, all over my arm. I don't wanna know that they don't care when I love. I told her she knows. Take aim and reload. I don't wanna know that they
new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Kevin and Amy are in the same friend group, and Kevin finally got the courage up to ask her out. Oh, and I applaud you on the bravery, because I know that had to be nerve-wracking. But they went to get facials together, out-of-the-box date, mm-hmm. but Kevin has not heard from Amy, so we are going to find out why. You ready for us to call her?
I am.
Okay, now no matter what happens, like, let's not get crazy. Maybe it was just something as little as, you know, there was a miscommunication or something. But Kevin, just stay quiet while we're trying to get her on the phone and we'll do the talking, okay?
Hello?
Hey, is this Amy?
Yes.
Hey, Amy. It's Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel
Show.
Hey. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Did I win something?
Maybe we can look and see what we have, but we actually weren't calling about a prize.
No, we're calling. Yeah. We have a mutual friend in Kevin that you went out with a couple of weeks ago, and he basically got in touch with us because he really liked you and just kind of wanted to know why he hasn't heard back from you. He'd like a second date mm-hmm. with you. So we're trying to play matchmaker here a little bit.
Oh, my God. That guy cried through an entire facial.
Cried?
Whoa.
Nope.
Amy,
that's why you didn't call me back?
Amy, we actually have Kevin on the phone right now.
Now, listen, this was not just a little tear or two. It was straight up like boo-hooing and screaming like a baby.
That lady was using torture tools on my face. I was bleeding.
Bleeding?
What? Was he really bleeding, Amy?
I don't know. He's a baby because it didn't hurt. I thought it felt good. No, I did not see any blood.
He was digging into my skin the whole time. I was trying to act like I liked it.
Kevin, have you ever had a facial before?
No, I've never had a facial.
Why did you decide to get, now I'm confused, because you, when we talked to you before, you were all like, yes, it was the best thing that ever had happened, and now you're saying it was literally one step away from waterboarding. So, what happened?
Look, I had a great time with Amy, and I had to, put on, my game face, but, oh, my God, it was, I was not crying.
He has no balls, dude. It was not that bad. I get them all the time.
Remember when she was taking all the blackheads off your nose? I totally saw your eyes well up, and you were totally not digging it either. Come on.
I'm
my God, gross.
Mortified for everyone. We're shutting it down right now.
Oh,
in the love of all things facial, we're stopping
thank
this immediately.
You.
All of her blackheads.
Stop it!
Blown Off.
Blown Off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.